S-U-C-C-E-S-S. With Michael Corton.
Technology has a way of speaking that bypasses language. Technological objects, or male toys, are in themselves a statement about their owner. Leading this category is the personal paging device, or beeper. There's nothing more noticeable than being paged at the symphony or theater. Men who aren't afraid to be in the public eye turn their pocket pagers up as loud as possible before entering the hushed halls of culture. Do as they do, and make certain your seats are in the middle of a row. Most importantly, have a friend or accomplice call you during a soft passage of Brahms or in the middle of a tense Chekhovian moment. When the piercing shriek of your pocket beeper is heard, it's bound to attract attention. Once all eyes are on you, smile coyly and reach into your tuxedo, leisurely cutting the device off mid-beep. Count to 50, then slowly work your way out of the theater, stepping on as many toes as possible, murmuring a polite, "Excusez-moi." That's French for, "I'm more important than you are." Once you get to the lobby, impatiently inquire as to the location of the nearest payphone. Then call time, and have an imaginary, if terse, conversation with yourself. If you can't afford a paging service or don't have anyone to call you, you can use one of those remote control message retrieval devices that comes with your telephone answering machine. It's vitally important that you never let anyone see this device. Activate it from inside your clothing while pretending to scratch yourself. No matter how low your finances get, don't try passing off your digital watch alarm as a beeper. Having your wrist chime "Pop Goes the Weasel" is definitely not the equivalent of the gutsy, ear-piercing shriek your average pocket pager is capable of. Marshall McLuhan was right. Your messages can be non-existent, but the way you get those messages can make all the difference in the world.
If you'd like a copy of this broadcast, send $5,000 to Michael Corton.